Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. Very excited about having our good friend Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Synergistech. Synergistech is his company. He's one of the guys who helped IBM develop their X-Force Command movement, which really developed some of the early stuff that they did in cybersecurity, which is when we first met him, and he's been our good friend ever since. Caleb Barlow, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things we're going to do this segment is talk about the importance of for small businesses to ramp up and their digital transformation. We were already in it. We already needed to do it. We were already doing it. And if you weren't, you were going to be.
Yeah, but the world just changed.
And the world. In the meantime, the world changed. And so now we've had to put that on steroids. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think so. Look, Jim, I come at this looking at this from the perspective of the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And remember, they're small businesses, too. Right? And their small business has changed because just like everybody else, they probably ended up in quarantine. They've had to figure out how to work out of the house and deal with the wife and kids and, you know, finding a quiet place to work. But also their targets have changed, right? It's not like if you're a bad guy targeting, let's say, travel and airlines is going to do you a whole lot of good right now. So, you know, you have to look at what were their lucrative targets over the last couple of years. Well, guess what? Those aren't such lucrative targets anymore. So the bad guys have changed what they're targeting or what we call the threat landscape, but also what we call the attack surface, meaning how they can get into a small business has totally changed because guess what? We're all working from home.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's right. Now, the people who had your job, who have your the job you used to have when you were corporate America, whether it be a little company or a middle or a big company, those guys were already up at night worrying if their system was going to get penetrated and they were going to lose their job. But when everybody went home, I mean, these guys have got to be taking drugs now by now. I mean, because they got all these Wi-Fi connections that can be breached, and you got all this specific targeting of companies. Because they're a vertical integrated partner with a bigger company, and they know they can get into the big company by coming through the little guy. And now this
well, here's the way I like to think of it, Jim. Think of it like a medieval castle, right?
Yeah.
You know, you, if you had a medieval castle, you got your archers on the wall, you got your moats, you put, you know, the alligators in the moats. You know, you have all these lines of defense. COVID-19 happens, and what happens? You climb to the tower, and you tell everybody to vacate the castle, run out into the forest. So the princess is running around the forest with the jewels around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to completely rethink security and privacy in this model. And what it means, even for a small business, I care now about your home network. I care about what machine you're running on and whether Junior's playing Fortnite on it when you're not doing work. Mm-hmm. I care about how your VPN is set up and configured. I care what else is on your home network, like that refrigerator.
First, you care about them having a VPN because they might not even have one. You know, might not. A lot of people, somebody listening right now is saying VPN. Oh my God, my people aren't on VPN. I better do that today.
Yeah. So let's talk about what they got to do right now, right? There's a couple of cyber hygiene actions that people have got to take right now in a small business. First of all, get a VPN, work with somebody to make sure it's properly configured and properly terminated.
Virtual private network.
Yes. Virtual private network. They're easy to buy, easy to set up. What that does is it encrypts all the traffic coming out of your machine so that some person can't intercept it in the middle of that transaction. Now, the second thing we got to do is we need real endpoint protection. I'm not talking about antivirus here. I'm talking about tools like, You know, you'll hear tools like CrowdStrike and Carbon Black and, you know, all those types of things. There's a whole category of tools. There's tons of vendors. But something you want is something called endpoint protection. And then the big thing also is if you can log into anything at work without multi-factor protection, then you got a problem, mm-hmm. right? So you need some level of real multi-factor protection.
Quickly.
So, for example, when you log into something, it shouldn't just be your password. It should also ask for like a challenge and response from your phone or send you a text message or something beyond your password to let you into that document.
Right. Or some kind of a test that you have to take. I just logged in earlier, logged into LinkedIn. They made me identify not just my password, but something else. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Caleb Barlow, folks. We're going to talk about what's going on out there, how COVID is creating new opportunities for the bad guys. And it's getting ugly. It's getting scary. And they're getting much more aggressive. And they're getting much better. Quick break, 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.